What's up, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen? It is me, your girl, the Guru Warrior, and welcome to Manic Monday. I hope you guys appreciated the work that I do for you. You know, I put in 10 hours watching a fucking karate. I put in 10 hours watching this flick filled with mad martial arts, and I have to tell you about it. Okay, now, as you guys know, I love all things martial arts. I mean, I'm a big Tony Jaa fan, but we're not talking about Tony Jaa, although this guy was in a movie with Tony Jaa, and that's how I first found him. And I was like, whoa, this guy is equally as amazing, because Tony Jaa is getting up there in age now. You know, it's been a while since Ong Bak. So for those of you who know nothing about martial arts, you can just flip past this and listen to the music or something. You know, all your martial arts fans, come here. All right, go to Netflix. You have to watch something called Wu Assassins. It'll take you about 10 hours if you watch it straight, because it's 10 episodes to hour each. And it's going to blow your mind. I mean, this is going to be really big. People are going to be talking about this up and down the internet. So I thought that I would get my shit in before everybody else, because it just came out on Netflix today. Netflix, pay me! Because this shit was so good. I mean, okay, they had flying Asians, which is one of my favorite things, when they fly in the air. But they didn't fly too much, because they had a lot of special effects as far as fire and water and stuff is concerned. They used the term the Tao, which comes from Lao Tzu. So, you know, that even made me happy. I'm like, yeah, I know what that means, you know, because I study Zen philosophy and Buddhism. So I was like, yeah, this is majorly cool. So they got deep down into really basic Chinese philosophy. And they were in Chinatown in San Francisco. And for my Chinese audience, it does come in Chinese. So you don't have to worry about that. You can hear it in your own language if you like, which is very cool. You know, I appreciate the people who do voiceovers for, like, you know, my Japanese anime and stuff like that. Sometimes I'd rather watch it in Japanese, but when they speak too fast, it's like, forget it, I can't read that fast, you know. I didn't go to a school to learn how to read fast, you know. So sometimes it's difficult, but I usually get the gist. But when I first found the guy who's the star of this show, I found him along, his name is Aiko Uwais. And he's from Jakarta. That's in Indonesia, okay? And they practice Muay Thai. And Muay Thai is a very exciting form of martial arts, ladies and gentlemen. And it definitely was exciting. So there was, like, somebody there that did Muay Thai. There was somebody who did karate. There was somebody in the movie who did Kung Fu. And if you're not like a watcher of martial art movies, or you don't pay attention to martial arts, you wouldn't be able to figure it out anyway. But me, I know the difference. You know, I've sat at martial arts conferences and watched actual tournaments with my cousins, because they were in martial arts programs and things like that. So, you know, Yeah, for the family. And then all of a sudden, you know, we started getting into the movies on Channel 5 on Saturdays. That was a while back. Shh, don't tell anybody. It'll be our own secret. But, ladies and gentlemen, this is a sight for sore eyes on Netflix, because I have been waiting for Netflix to give me some more martial arts flicks. I mean, I've even gone back and watched like 6 or 7 shows I've already watched. And there's a special guy in there that he's an Chinese American actor named Zi Ma. And I was like, oh shit, it's Zi Ma. And he was, you know, he was a martial artist from back in the day. And he appeared in a lot of regular American movies that called for Chinese characters, you know. So he's a very talented actor. And, ladies and gentlemen, Snoop Dogg put out a special video for this movie. So I'm going to post it along with this here little short skitlet, I call it. I'm going to call it a skittle because it's Manic Monday and it's the only thing I'm talking about because I am tired. I need to rest my eyes because I'm taking a trip tomorrow into the city to handle some business. Yes. So, you know, gotta go to the doctors and, you know, go see my family and holler at the people who miss me. They're like, when you coming back to Brooklyn? I'm like, okay, I'm coming in on Tuesday. I'm going to go to the doctor and I'll pop over and say hello, you know? It's so nice. I'm only 15 minutes away, so it's not like a real big deal, you know? Couple of train rides and I'm in there. Anyway, I hope you had a wonderfully productive Monday. You can stick your middle fingers up and wave goodbye, because Monday is always the hardest day. You can pick yourself up off the ground. I know you're tired, baby. It's all right. It's just a short segment. Go to sleep now. Rest. Go on. Peace. I'm out of here.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, lively stone,
lively stone. Lively stone.
Yep.
Yep, you already know.
Florida, we in here.
Avatar on the beat.
7 days, I've been praying all week. These niggas is hoes, refer to them as Mystique. That nigga faking, he ain't really about what he preach. I ain't talking dope, but he be fiending for that deep. I'ma be honest, trying to come for me, you got a better chance of pronouncing the last name of Giannis. I'm a champion like Udonis, with the heater, with the gators. You can catch me with my brothers, going up like elevators. Sayonara, see you later. Or maybe I won't, I ride by in a chariot instead of a ghost. Went hard for the Lord, just said I'm doing the most. Kept it real with my nation, not just trying to boast. Revelation 3 and 9, but you don't hear me though. This world's sick, but we the ones with the antidote. Running plays with the script, just call it give and go. Real scholars, every verse is an honor roll. Gotta be a Jew to understand these parables. My Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is who I do it for. Salvation, if you ask me what it's hitting for. I'm storing riches in the place that you don't even know. All state with the hands, they for whoever, bro. If you a troll, I'm that big bad Billy Goat. You good at playing games, Jason Tatum. I'm good at switching lanes on lanes, Jason Statham. Tall, dark, and handsome, I think that's why they hate him. Got game like Atari, bro, but you can never play him. Write songs and I fight good, the same tribe as David. Got anger like I'm Levi, but no, I am not Haitian. Slay beats like I'm Simeon, the boy ain't got no patience. If you play with my family, then your life I will be taking. Paper chasing, gotta keep that scroll on me. keep a verse for any demon trying to roll on me. These niggas think they ballin', but the price was your soul, homie. This world wicked, but the Lord will never leave you lonely. Place kicker, the kingdom is the goal, homie. We soundin' alarms, and this is not no drill, wanted. Got all the diamonds in the world, but you still blind. With that 2020 vision, you can't see it's time. Look at your brothers and your sisters, how they all dying. Come in the truth, cause it's morphin' time. You doing wrong like pork rind. Not long, it's a short time. You led astray cause your leader's blind. They couched down like an old line and left you hanging like a clothesline. Ain't nothing changed but the chain. You see the hate still remain. You can see it in they pressing in they clothing line. You know the saying, if I'm lying, I'm flying. And if you know me, I don't play around. I detoured, I was hellbound. They say I am harder than vibranium. These demons, I be slaying them. You pump fake, I be tearing them. Get my power from praising them. That's my keynote, you play with them. Got a legion, he bringing them. Ain't no stopping them, swaying them. He just chopping for laying them. Bye.
Shimmy, shimmy, ya, shimmy, ya, shimmy, yay. Talking ca-ca, get you shot in the face. Cops watching spots, you get knocked for the case. Ops on the block, you get locked when it's spray. Scene looking crazy, another baby in the grave. But they was getting gravy, making 80 in a day. Snatching up your homie, he a Cody if he cave. Used to be a Brody, now he lonely in a cage. Knew him since Nickelodeon, he open in the safes. In any confrontation, he a soldier, he don't wait. I love him like a brother, but my mother always say that he ain't have heart like me. She would start hating, throwing all the shade when she would see his name on the call ID. But with all I seen, he a Muslim that's on his deen. In the streets and we on his team. Ain't that so he started rapping, almost made him captain. But here's what happened, far I see. Somebody caught him lacking in his car napping. Walked by, clapped him, R.I.P. It wasn't
you
me.
You are who you hang with, watch living dangerous. Careful of the gangsters, R.I.P. They don't speak your language, they ain't on the same shit. Plotting on your grave in R.I.P. You are who you hang with, watch living dangerous. Careful of the gangsters, R.I.P. They don't speak your language, they ain't on the same shit. Plotting on your grave in R.I.P.
Shimmy, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah. Never disrespect me, I ain't got no time to play. Add it to my pay, bitch, I need it on the way. Dre Day, smoke weed every day. Drippy in the spot, 50 in my Fendi socks. If you acting iffy, you cannot be with me when I'm hot. Plenty backwoods, pre-roll lifted in the drop. Paint dripping, got the mistress on the mission with the top. You will mind your business if you wishing I'm a flop, but I'm not. Only downfall is if I stop, but I'm not. Bitch, I'm the cream of the crop. Smoke a Russian cream, counting all this cream from the block. Said I mean, ain't no medicine for this reckoning. Medicine, top floor, puffing on this mezzanine. Ever rose gold Rolex, I'm forever clean. While you sleep, couldn't find yourself a better dream. Never seen a team trying to get Mayweather's ring. But I'm that punchline to put your lifeline flat. Come catch a fade, my lines will put your front line back. But never mind that I read before I sign that.
Got the downtime, what is this? Fucking with the outlies, you full of shit. Hey, leaving away, hey, leaving away, leaving away, hey, leaving away. Hey, I ain't got the downtime, what is this? Fucking with the outlies, you full of shit. Hey, leaving away, hey, leaving away, leaving away, hey, leaving away. Get left, you might get sold, yeah, you might get stretched. Placing my bets, all in my pace. Yeah, I ain't got the downtime, what is this? Fucking with the outlies, you full all this shit, ay, leaving away, ay, leaving away, leaving away, ay, leaving away. I ain't got the downtime, what is this? Fucking with the outlaws, you full of shit, ay, leaving away, ay, leaving away, leaving away, ay, leaving away, yeah.
Yeah, what they rapping, that's the question. I can't put my finger on it, I've been guessing. Hot damn, it'll never stay the same. You gon' always need a crop, I'ma always stay in frame. You gon' need it more than moi, I'ma keep it more than frame. I won't ever live a life that I swear I fucking hate. It's a 500 bad motherfucker on the wayside. I don't know about you, motherfucker, you just waste time.
I ain't
time
got the downtime, what is this? Fucking with the outlaws, you full of shit, ayy, leaving away. Leaving away, leaving away, ay, leaving away. I ain't got the downtime, what is this? Fucking with the outlaws, you full of shit, ay, leaving away, ay, leaving away, leaving away, ay, leaving away, yeah.
Boys and girls, it's me, your girl, the Guru Warrior, doing Manic Monday on a motherfucking Tuesday. But that's alright, because after 10 episodes of Woo Warriors, your girl picked out the music for the show and fell asleep with the mic on her face like this. I wake up, I'm like, oh my god. I made a whole show of me sleeping. And believe it or not, I did not know that I talked in my sleep. So I was saying all kinds of things, and the dog was snoring, and my husband's going, don't do that. We both talk in our sleep, basically. And he snores. I told him, I said, I do not snore. I stayed up all night one night just to see if I snored. I don't snore. You know, but you know, Mr. G and I, we have that unspoken bond, like, yeah, all right. And just keep it stepping, because, you know, if you argue about trivial little shit like that, your marriage will last all of 15 minutes. I promise you that. So happy Tuesday, boys and girls. How was your Tuesday? Hopefully it was productive. Hopefully you were able to stay awake during the meetings as you were not able to do yesterday. Hopefully, you know, everything was smooth. And, you know, even in the news, I decided to disconnect myself from media for a little while, just, you know, looking up for good stuff. You know, because my soul was taking one of those deep dives into militant ridiculousness, and I became very bitter. And I said, let me cleanse my chakras and stuff like that so that I can become a more positive person just in my own life. Because, you know, sometimes when you have yourself surrounded by so much negativity constantly blaring at you, you become negative. And it's not just your fault. Even you know, on social media, you listen to some podcasters, and they're just like so very negative, you know. And you're like, God, who pissed in your cornflakes this morning? I get it. I can be like that too. But sometimes you have to take a negative break and, you know, just get back and try to find yourself again. You know, it's very important to go looking for yourself when you get lost. It's especially in the podcasting business, because you will lose audience if you become negative and opinionated, and people are like, well, wait a minute, you know, that's not what I listened to you for. So I had to say to myself, self, it is time to reposition yourself with the universe. You know, believe it or not, you know, you can't just call into the universe and say, "Hello, universe. Yes, I would like an apple pie." You know, like you call, what is that shit? That DoorDash. You know, pay me DoorDash, right? But it's not like you call Uber Eats or any of those people and order like a Big Mac or whatever. McDonald's next. You know, that's not how you do the universe. The universe is like, however or whatever kind of mood or however the people that you surround yourself with, the messages that you listen to, even the music that you listen to can put you in some kind of mood, you know? And the mood that you're in is what the universe will bring to you, right? And it all goes back to the same shit. You lay with dogs, you get fleas, you know, you go outside with perfume in the South, you get bitten by all these mosquitoes. Yeah, I used to live in North Carolina many moons ago for about 5 minutes because I actually could not take the silence. I gotta have noise. I gotta hear at least sirens blaring up and down at least 7-8 times a day or else I can't function. It's a city thing, you know. But we're always complaining we gotta get out of the city. And believe it or not, August is the biggest tourist time in New York City. So many New Yorkers, bridge and tunnel folks such as myself, go to the Hamptons. Or for my LGBTQ people, we go to Fire Island. So much cool shit happens over there. And it's a lot of wealthy people. But there's also, you know, middle class people such as myself. We head over there just to have fun. The beaches are extra, extra clean. However, it's slightly cooler than it is, like, say, on a beach in New Jersey. So, you know, you have to pack for those cool nights. But otherwise, the night scene is where it's at. All you have to do is just walk into a party. You don't have to have an invitation. You just walk in, and you always do it around like 11, because that's when they're begging for people to come into their parties, you know, and you gotta be dressed a special way. And you see, a lot of people don't understand, all New Yorkers, we wear black all the time. It's our color. Like, we have a uniform. Black skinny jeans, black shirt, you know, maybe a fancy belt and some funky jewelry, you know, but that's what basically consists of New York dress code. And if you go up and down the streets where there's, you know, mostly New Yorkers, you'll see it. You'll see it. Trust me. I know what I'm talking about. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, it's your girl, the Guru Warrior. If you're on vacation in New York, enjoy yourself. If you have any questions, look me up on Instagram. I'll tell you all the great hot spots to go to, what to see, where to go. Even though, you know what? It took me moving to New Jersey to actually go to the Statue of Liberty. You know why? Because I actually found out that the address to the Statue of Liberty is New Jersey City. So New York and New Jersey have been having this fight for many years. So and I'm doing bunny quotes, the New York Harbor. However, it has an address, and it is 1 Communipaw Avenue, Jersey City, New Jersey. So if you ever want to write the big green lady, be my guest. I can actually see her from my window. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I hope that you had a wonderful Tuesday. And I'll see you on Whack It Wednesday. It's your girl, the Guru Warrior, wishing you much love, peace, and blessings. And don't forget, you can find me on just about any platform. Please make sure you like, you comment, you know, keep in touch with me. I'm on Instagram. I'm on just hashtag the Guru Warrior. You'll find me everywhere. Trust me. I'm all over the place. I'm like a social media hoe. And not a garden tomb. No. Y'all take care. It's your girl, the guru. Peace. I am out of here.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.